This is Serenade Radio with the best in easy listening. Now here's Mark Stein with Stein's Song of the Week.
You know, I'm inclined to cut singers some slack when they change lyrics. Bobby Darin and Mac the Knife, switching Polly Peachum to the name of the composer's widow, Lottie Lenier. Sammy Davis Jr. in The Candyman, amending a strawberry lemon pie to a groovy lemon pie. I don't think I've ever had a groovy lemon pie. But sometimes the singer is just so into the song, you gotta let him ride with it. However, I do occasionally make an exception to that general license. Once in a while, the smallest lyric change can drive me nuts, even from a very fine singer such as Miss Catherine Jenkins.
We'll gather lilacs in the spring again and walk together down a British lane.
Oh, No. Don't make me tear my hair out and hurl the CD across the room, or tear the CD out and hurl my hair across the room. I'm not sure I buy the concept of a, quote, British lane. There are British motorways and British bypasses, but lanes are variously English lanes, Scots lanes, Irish lanes, Welsh lanes, and this song is very particular about which it has in mind. You wouldn't sing, ye take the high road and I'll take the low road and I'll be in the northern part of the United Kingdom afore ye, would you? So Catherine Jenkins' small act of vandalism strikes at the very heart and character of the song. Here's Bing to show Miss Jenkins how it's done.
We'll gather lilacs in the spring again and walk together down a shady lane.
Oh, wait. The Yanks don't care to sing about English lanes, Slovene lanes, Uzbek lanes, or Papua New Guinean lanes, so they just switch it to a shady lane. One of those back alleys in the Bronx full of ne'er-do-wells or some such. Yet this is one of the most English of songs. And if you plead in mitigation that Catherine Jenkins is Welsh, well, so was the songwriter. But he wrote a ballad of exquisitely English sensibility, not just in its words, but also in the music. Tell you what, let's set the lyric aside for the moment and just luxuriate in what's a beautiful tune. Ivan Novello's finest hour. He was a man of the theatre, and he was thinking about the big picture, the show, the production, but he produced a small, perfect jewel of a song. Don't take my word for it. Here's Frank Sinatra planning an album of great songs from Great Britain.
In arranging any album of British compositions, the name that keeps cropping up is Ivor Novello, whom I met some years ago before his untimely death. I didn't see any of his shows, but I understand they were really delightful shows. This song comes from For Chance to Dream, a show first staged in 1945 in which starred Ivo Novello himself. It's called We'll Gather Lilacs, a very pretty song.
He meant what he said. It's 1962, Sinatra's at the CTS Studios in Kensington Garden Square, Bayswater, arranged and conducted by Robert Farnham.
We'll gather lilacs in the spring again and walk together down an English lane until our hearts have learned to sing again. When you come home once more, and in the evening by the firelight's glow, you'll hold me close and never let me go. Your eyes will tell me all I want to know. When you come home once more.
The second half of the chorus is quite lovely there, even though for that session, at the end of a grueling world tour, Frank's voice was shot, completely wiped out. But the intimacy of the tune suits the limitations of his chops, and the intimacy of the lyric strikes a chord in Sinatra the Interpreter.
And in the evening by the firelight's glow, you'll hold me close and never let me go. Your eyes will tell me all I want to know. When you come home,
Robert Farnan's arrangement providing a lovely pastoral cloud for an exhausted Sinatra to float on. It seems weird to think of Frank Sinatra meeting Ivo Novello, but apparently they did a few months before the opening of Ivo Novello's last show, Gaze the Word. And it came about mainly through Frank's royal connections. Princess Margaret was a big fan, and her sister was quite partial too. Now, there are many Sinatra buffs among our Serenade Radio listeners. If you're one of them, and I were to ask you to name the records Frank Sinatra made with Count Basie, you'd have no difficulty answering. Likewise, were I to ask you to name the record Frank made with Duke Ellington. But can you name the record Sinatra made with the Duke of Edinburgh? Here it is, a charity fundraising single for Britain's National Playing Fields Association, whose president, the Duke, Edinburgh that is, not Ellington, whose president the Duke was for 66 years. It's an Ivo Novello song. Frank does the introduction and then Prince Philip sings. My stenographer may have typed that up the wrong way round.
In buying this record, you have joined Frank Sinatra, Ivo Novello and Carol Coates in helping to provide money for more playing fields. Thank you all on behalf of the many thousands who will benefit from your support.
If only she'd looked my way, just stopped to say a word of greeting. This, let's pretend, would end there and then. The very moment when my heart stopped beating.
Axel Staudel, arranging and conducting, sung vocals by Frank Sinatra, spoken vocals by the Duke of Edinburgh, music by Ivan Novello, lyrics by Alan Melville, from the hit London musical Gaze the Word, where it was sung as If Only He'd Looked My Way. Frank recorded that a couple of months before the show opened, just a few weeks after that Sinatra Edinburgh charity single was issued. Ivan Novello was dead. Frank's right. His death was certainly untimely. It came a month after the opening of Gaze the Word, and even more dramatically, only a few hours after a splendid performance on stage at the Palace Theatre in his long-running musical hit King's Rhapsody. He had started out in Cardiff, born David Ivor Davis, before he decided to give himself a name as unique as his talents. Ivan Novello was an actor, playwright, composer, lyricist, producer, screenwriter, and the most successful writer of British musicals until Andrew Lloyd Webber came along. But even at the time, he was old-fashioned. He liked Ruritanian plots and operetta titles that sound like a third-rate marketing man's idea of a name for a sophisticated perfume. Glamorous Night, Careless Rapture. He was the star of Alfred Hitchcock's first hit film, The Lodger, except that back in 1927, no one would have called it a Hitchcock film, merely the latest Ivan Novello success. He had been a matinee idol since 1919, when he was hailed as the new Valentino. He wrote his first hit play, The Rat, in 1924, and then adapted it for the screen. He starred in his own musicals, even though he couldn't really sing, and so mostly semi-talked the lyric, and then sat back and let the soprano or contralto blow the roof off the joint. And everyone loved it. Everyone had loved everything he'd done ever since, as a Welsh lad of just 21, he'd written the big hit of the Great War.
Keep the home fires burning while your hearts are yearning. Though your lads are far away, they dream of home.
He made just one mistake. During the Second World War, the government introduced petrol rationing and other strictures on non-essential motoring. Ivan Novello had been permitted the use of a car, quote, for work of national importance. He was then discovered by the constabulary to be using it to tootle up and down English lanes between his West End flat and his country place near Maidenhead. The composer reacted to his arrest by attempting to bribe the policeman, which only made things worse. Sentenced by Bow Street Magistrates Court to 8 weeks in Wormwood Scrubs, he found himself in a cell next to Mad Frankie Fraser, then a young man but already embarked on the violent criminality that would make him something of a celebrity in Britain until his death in 2014. "The best thing that ever happened to me," Mad Frankie recalled late in life, "was meeting Ivan Novello, the great songwriter. He should never have been there." Showing an unusually sensitive side for a career thug, he bemoaned, quote, "the degradation heaped upon this finely tuned artistic Welshman." Prison cost Ivan Novello a knighthood, but may, by way of compensation, have inspired one of his truest and loveliest ballads. When it came to his West End shows, he generally left the lyrics to Christopher Hassell, but this time he decided to write them himself. The melody is flowing and unforced, and the words are loving and unabashed. It wound up in the show Perchance to Dream, where Muriel Barron and Olive Gilbert sang it in the midst of a tale of parallel love stories in the same house across the centuries. The sludgy recitative is a bit of a slog, but we get there eventually.
Sad is your heart when you're
Does one, in fact, gather lilacs? Isn't gathering more for blackberries or nuts in May? Ah, well, this song doesn't cast its spell on such a literally earthbound level. In prison, Ivan Novello had come to appreciate the advantages of a friend such as Frankie Fraser, and in turn, Mad Frankie came to appreciate the qualities of Ivor's music. The alluring "We'll Gather Lilacs" enthused Mr. Fraser. When you listen to this work of art, you begin to truly understand the meaning, in an aesthetic sense, of the word beautiful. Indeed, as Mad Frankie's endorsement testifies, it was the world outside the theatre that enlarged the song and made it a hit. Perchance the Dream opened in early 1945 after more than 5 years of war and absence. Ivan Novello had found a way of expressing a universal longing for all the simple pleasures lost in a world torn apart. And in the evening by the firelight's glow, you'll hold me close and never let me go. Your eyes will tell me all I want to know. Not a lot to ask for, is it? This is an idealized bucolic England, no dark satanic mills of William Blake, just a stroll down a lilac-scented lane before an evening in the glow of firelight and love. For the First World War, a young Novello had hymned the domestic front and its burning home fires. For this one, he kept the burning and added real romantic yearning. It packs a lot of punch for what looks on the page a rather slight song, 8 lines, 32 bars, although somehow it feels less. It's so English that it's rather tricky for Americans to sing. The first half of the lyric relies mainly on the pairing of again with lane, which no longer rhymes in American. It did once. I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. But it's a long time since Americans sang again rather than again, so most performers of the Yank persuasion dispense with the rhyme and stroll that lane again.
We'll gather lilacs in the spring again and walk together down a shady lane until our hearts have learned to sing again. Now that you're home once more.
In Britain, Anne Ziegler and Webster Booth sang it for decades, again and again. Again and again. But with a curious vocal tick on Mr. Booth's part. Webster Booth is the only fella I've ever heard sing again and then maintain the rhyme by perambulating down an English len.
We'll gather lilacs in the spring again and walk together down an English len until our hearts have learned to sing again. When you come home once more,
enough of the words. Do you have to do the music in that style as an operetta ballad? Not necessarily. If you've lived in the United Kingdom these last 4 decades, you will certainly know Simon May. But long before he became the hugely successful composer of such telly themes as EastEnders and Howard's Way, Simon May recorded a medley of old Britpop, Ivor Novello, and new Britpop, the Fab Four. Oh, and he's got a little preview of his EastEnders drum intro. I'm not sure either song does much for the other there, and of course the directness of Lennon and McCartney is entirely at odds with the understated stoic dignity of We'll Gather Lilacs. But then, it's that kind of song. Old-fashioned even when it was brand new, but the best kind of old-fashioned, like its faintly absurd creator. On March the 6th, 1951, after just another dazzling performance, Ivor Novello returned to his flat above the Strand Theatre, where Garbo and Dietrich would compete for space on the sofa, and had a massive coronary thrombosis and dropped dead. He was 58. A few days later, at his funeral at Golders Green Crematorium, 7,000 mourners showed up, fewer than 100 of them male, the rest adoring women who subscribe to the latter half of Noel Coward's line that, quote, there are only two perfect things in this world, my mind and Ivor's profile. They sang We'll Gather Lilacs at the service, and tears welled as they had at that last performance of King's Rhapsody a few days earlier. His ashes were laid under a lilac bush with a small plaque bearing the words, Till You Are Home. Once more.
Although you're far away, and life is sad and gray, I have a scheme, a dream to try. I'm thinking, dear, of you, and all I soon forget our care and pain and find such lovely things to share again. We'll gather lilacs in the spring again and walk together down an English lane until our hearts have learned to sing again. When you come home once more,
a song from me to you, Claire Teal singing Ivan Novello. And yes, even English ladies now sing again rather than again, but Miss Teal is very affecting on what's usually a rather ordinary introductory verse. Ivan Novello is all but forgotten today, aside from lending his faded glamour to the Ivors, the annual British Songwriting Awards ceremony at which songs he would barely recognise as such are given prizes that bear his name. Still, I love this piece, and I think of it quite a bit these days after years of global lockdown in which even activities as basic as walking down a lane have become somewhat conditional. I don't like to think of it as an elegy for a lost England, because the song suggests, as the original stage production did, that certain things are eternal, like love and Englishness, if not the pronunciation of the word again.
Stein's Song of the Week was presented by Mark Stein and produced for Serenade Radio by Brian Savin.